SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senior U.S. officials have urged European allies today to quickly phase out Russian gas by expanding regional pipeline networks and boosting American liquefied natural gas imports across Europe. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Russia has several gas pipelines coming into Europe.
They only have one pipeline. They have five pipelines that come to Europe and one pipeline that goes to China. The pipeline to China is full. Every molecule that does not come to Europe stays in the ground, does not go into the pockets of Putin and to the Russian war machine.
The push comes as President Trump continues to leverage America's position as the world's top LNG exporter, tying energy supply to trade relations with Europe and efforts to end the war in Ukraine. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced she won't be seeking re-election. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After representing San Francisco for nearly 40 years in Congress, Pelosi will be retiring at the end of her current term. She was the first woman to become Speaker of the House, and she held the position twice. Pelosi's powerful leadership and liberal politics proved to be a thorn in the side of Republican Presidents George W. Bush and Donald Trump. At age 85, Pelosi will be stepping down at a time when many Democrats are clamoring for younger political leaders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major U.S. airports are among those facing 10% reductions in air traffic Friday because of the government shutdown. A list distributed to airlines and obtained by the Associated Press includes airports in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles among the 40 that will see flights slashed. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points. This is SRN News. Democrats won big in Virginia on Election Day.
That's bad news for pro-lifers. Thanks to the Democratic legislative victories, the state will likely soon have a constitutional amendment that enshrines abortion. The win by Democrat Abigail Spanberger in the governor's race also foreshadows an end to outgoing Republican Glenn Youngkin's efforts to rein in the promotion of the LGBT agenda in Virginia public schools. He issued several orders aimed at keeping boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City's Jewish community, the largest in the U.S., is abounding with anxiety now that the city has its first Muslim mayor. Zohra Mamdani won over many liberal Jewish voters with vows to make the city more affordable and equitable. But he's alarmed many others in New York and across the U.S. with harsh criticism of Israel, including assertions that its military campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide. This is SRN News. Some old friends have joined the National Toy Hall of Fame.
The new inductees include the gooey, slimy, and often homemade plaything, Slime. Perennial best-selling games, Battleship and Trivial Pursuit have also joined the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. Battleship and Trivial Pursuit have each sold more than 100 million copies. Slime has been sold commercially since 1976, but it's also a popular DIY project. The National Toy Hall of Fame found inside the Strong National Museum of Play. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has decided not to offer the IRS's electronic filing system for free next year. An IRS official informed state comptrollers that IRS Direct File will not be available in filing season 2026. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.